Today, guys, we are joined by Dr. Dina Garner. She is Director of Undergraduate Research, as well as a full professor at the Citadel in South Carolina. Dr. Garner, how are you?
I'm well, thank you, guys. I'm so happy to be with you today.
No worries. Thank you for taking the time out of your day to chat to us, talk a bit of science, let us know a little bit more information about a few of the certain products out there. And one of those is the Airwave product that you've done some research and some training with. Could you tell us a bit about that product and what it is?
Sure. Yeah. Yep. I've been doing the research on a mouthpiece for 16 years, so quite a bit of time. And I can delve into that later on. And I don't want to bore you at the beginning with science details because everybody will leave immediately. But I know part of the reason I'm on here is to really speak to the technology that I use in my everyday training, but also in the races. I love challenge races. What we do here is called the Bulldog Challenge, which is like a tough mutter. I love the Spartan races. I've never done one. Maybe too old for one of those now, but maybe one day Jack can give me some training tips so I can do one. I've done marathons and I was a runner in college. And in high school. So I've always run. I love running. It's a de-stressor for me. And I found these challenge races to be even more exciting for me. I just love those races. Those are at the top of my list right now.
Nice. Well, you're never too old to take on a Spartan.
No, never too old. Never too old.
Good.
So that's where it all starts for you then, Dr. Garner. Is it literally because you did sport yourself? So you had a sort of an invested interest, if that makes sense, to how you can, you know. So I suppose my real question is, how did it become a mouthpiece? I mean, all the things you could have done and you went towards a mouthpiece. Why a mouthpiece? What sort of drew you attention to that area?
That is a great question. You know, honestly, most people would say a mouthpiece would be like, what in the world? How does that help performance? And so I said the same thing 16 years ago when I was approached by a company to do some research for them. They said, you know, we've got some subjective data from people who've used this mouthpiece that it helps with their performance. And so as a researcher, my goal was to figure out, okay, I don't quite believe this. So I'm going to dig deep into doing the research on it and find some measurable variables. You know, some people are saying they felt better. Well, that's not good enough for me. I wanted to measure things like lactate and cortisol and able to definitively say that this has an effect. And so that's what really started it for me. And because when, as a researcher, so I did muscle biopsies when I was at Oregon State doing my doctoral work. And so I have to get a muscle biopsy because I have to be a part of the research. I have to be one of those that experiences it. So the same thing is true of the mouthpiece. I said, if I'm going to do this research, then I'm going to wear it and see. And so I put it in and really have not stopped because it is one of those things. And there's very few things in life, right, that are novel and that really it ignites your imagination, your creativity. And as I started to uncover some of the results, I was like, I have got to figure this out. And so that has continued over the years because I'm beginning to see things that support the use of it during a variety of training. I use it in yoga, challenge races. I have a picture of me in one of our challenge races. I've got mud all over me and my mouthpiece because it does have a benefit. So it's really, that's the motivating thing for me, even today as a researcher, you know, to look at these novel aspects that people haven't uncovered. I mean, I'm sure you're like me, this like, you want to do things well, and you want to do things that are unique. And so for me, this has been the mouthpiece. And I was a skeptic. It took me almost 5 or 6 years before I really started to think, oh, I think this does have an effect. I'm beginning to see the outcomes from my studies as well as using it. So, and I would say that I'm still not sure this works, but now I am convinced it works. And there's a physiological reason it works. And so it's nice to be able to educate people on that. And you know, I'm not a salesperson, but I don't even think, you know, any of my family has one, but because I just don't want to push things on people. But when I see something that works and can help people, I want to get the message out that it is impactful.
I mean, I think when you've got a product that's potentially this good, I mean, personally, I've never tried one. I don't think Luke's got one. I think we've got one coming on the way. I'd love to try it. I'm really excited to give it a go because being a coach and Luke's a coach as well, we're the sort of people that actually although we won't admit it, we do love the scientific, like, improving and performance in ourselves as well. I mean, that's another story, but I'll tell you how I came about this. So I saw Ryan Atkins, who's big in the OCR world. I don't know if you know Ryan, Dr. Garner, but he's pretty good. Let's put it that way. And he had this piece of what I would call a mouth guard, a mouth guard around his tongue when in one of his Instagram pictures. And I was like, that's a bit weird. Why is he wearing a gum shield for running on a treadmill? And this was like 5 weeks ago. So this is how new I am to this. So I start doing a bit more research because that's what I do. I look into it. I message Ryan. Fortunately, I know him well enough to message him. He responded back. He says, yeah, you should reach out to the company. They're amazing. Basically, this is what they do. This is how I found it. And I said, look, to be honest with me, Ryan, is it shit? You know, does it work? You know, like, yeah. And for him to turn around and actually say to me, Jack, do you know what? This product is amazing. You know, that's all he said to me. He said, you've got to try it. It is amazing. Then get back to me. So that's where we left it. So I reached out to Airwave and said, and looked on the website, sent it to Luke and said, what do you think about this, Luke? This looks quite impressive. You know, but the problem is, and you'll know this, Dina, there's so many things out there nowadays that are gimmicks. There's so much put this on your arm and do this and, you know, wear this and do that. Which seem, and even crazy things now, like the things that test your blood and all this while you're running and all this weird stuff. You know, this seems such a simple piece of equipment. And like you say, you've been doing research since like 2004. You know, why haven't we seen anything like this before? Or have we, and it just hasn't been in the mainstream?
I think you're right, Jack. I think the problem, you know, is really educating people to get beyond that, you know, this is crazy. This is, you know, we think of mouthpieces, as you say, as a protective. What, you know, the way I like to educate people about it, honestly, is with running, we know as you know, with training, there's certain ways to run to improve economy, which therefore affects efficiency. I mean, people can run all kinds of crazy ways and they're not going to run as quickly if they do it correctly. The same way, it's like you're training your tongue muscle. The tongue is a muscle. And the research supports this. So you look at the sleep apnea research as well as with the Japanese research. If you'd contract that tongue and move it forward, that automatically opens your airway. So that is what we're seeing. Another aspect is when you clench down on the mouthpiece, it increases cerebral blood flow. So that's not mainstream, though. And so educating people on just how important positioning of your tongue is, and this mouthpiece does that, can make an impact on your performance. So that's, you know, what the basic science is. We continue to look at other avenues related to it, but it's been out there, but it's really still novel. This mouthpiece didn't come out until end of last year. So there's a reason probably you haven't heard about it. Mm-hmm. Prior to that, I had done research on other mouthpieces, but again, it's just hard to get pushed past that educating people that the tongue is a muscle and you can position it in a more optimal way. And also by biting down and breathing through your mouth, that increases your cerebral blood flow. That's a positive thing for your hormones that we see with the research.
Do you know what? I've just had a light bulb moment of you explaining to me. This is going to sound really weird, but you've just said to me, right, the breath is all, like, let's talk about breathing. Breathing's become, especially in the UK, probably been bigger in the US for a long time. You've got a lot of people that I follow on Instagram are very talk about the breath. You know, you've got box breathing, you've got, you know, yoga breathing, all this breathing into different channels and all that sort of thing. So we know that breath helps. Let's be fair. How many top end runners, even average runners, actually do breath work? Hardly any, because it's boring. It's a bit like rolling, isn't it? You know, it's boring to do. It's not fun. It's hard, you know, then you go, oh God, I've got to do so many hours of this before I actually feel like any response. So let's talk about the mouthpiece exactly. What exactly does it do? So it just push your tongue down and moves your jaw away to open up more air, oxygen in, basically.
Let me, and I've got one here, if you'll hold on, it's in my bag. Yeah. So,
no worries.
Can I step away? Okay.
Yeah, you go ahead. I'll. Oh, I'm excited.
You would think I would have a whole case of these, but yeah, I only have one, and they sent me some yesterday. So I am fortuitous that you asked me that. If they're in there, I hope they're there. So So all the research I did over the years really led to what we see here, which is this product, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
And
yep.
you said you'll be getting some. So yep. What you're going to see here is it's a lower mouthpiece, and it causes your tongue to rest underneath and contract. So basically, you're working out your tongue while you're running. You're biting down on these red bars.
Yep. Yep.
And it positions the way it is designed, it causes your mandible to move forward just slightly and your tongue to move forward and contract. That is a known mechanical change in your mouth that causes that opening of your airway. And I've demonstrated that with CT scans. So that's what it is. That's all it is.
My mind's blown. It absolutely you look into this 2004, 2005, 2006. So at what point do you take your idea to a company? I assume you took it to Airways. I might have got this wrong. And you've gone, look, guys, I've got this product. Let's make it. Let's take it to market. Is that literally how it happened?
Yeah. So we just work with them to say, you know, help with the process of creating. I mean, I have probably 20 or 30 prototypes I tried over the years. I mean, they're so crude. I would make them in my lab. I learned to be a sports dentist as far as making impressions, and I made my own mouthpieces. I would try different. If you look at this, the durometer is very good. You have to have a certain, you know, durometer, meaning the density or the hardness factor, because I tried very, very soft and very, very hard, and there were different outcomes with that. So in essence, they just developed, you know, that idea, and this is what we ended up with, the airway.
Nice. So what would you actually use it for? Sorry, Luke, I'm so excited. I'm getting all the questions in before Luke can even have a chance. So what did you design it for personally? What did you think it had? Like, did you think CrossFit or running, or was there one particular sport and then you realized it was pretty good across the board, or?
Well, I wore mine for every sport I've done. I train. You breathe for everything, right? Hopefully, right? You breathe for every activity. So I do it for yoga. I use it for resistance training, for running, for biking, for swimming. Really, it's the gamut, because there's two things that it does. Really, it's opening of the airways, which is important for endurance exercise, right? But when you look at like strength training, you know, you do need to breathe, obviously, but it's really... What the theory is, it decreases cortisol. We've shown that with its use, but it does that because the theory is it increases that cerebral blood flow, which affects those hormones. So I use it for everything. And when I leave the house without it, which I don't do anymore, I turn around and go back because I can't finish a run without it. I can't do anything without it because it helps me to finish strong and less fatigued. And like I said, it's been what I use for, 15, 16 years now.
And is that in every kind of run? So everything from your long, slow, steady to your tempo, thresholds, spartlek, whatever you're doing. Is that every run?
Yes. And you think, you know, when you're running, just kind of gentle, I don't bite down as hard, but when I'm doing, you'll see that if you wanted to see that picture of me, man, I'm clenching down because you know how you have to grind it out at the end. That's what I'm doing. And it's given me that ability to move forward in those harder races.
Mm. Oh, definitely. And while you're developing this, Dr. Garner, we know sports science over the years has really developed and grown. It's cropped up across all different sports, professional sports especially. What were the kind of tests you were doing to develop the mouthpiece?
So, great question. So we've done resistance training, very, very high reps. Our cadets are amazing, my subjects, and we had some of them throwing up afterwards. It was that intense. And we were measuring blood cortisol levels, and we've done after intensive resistance training with the football team, we've done salivary, we've done lactate, we've already looked at other like testosterone, just really briefly. We've done CT scans, we've done metabolic cart data. So, you know, when you have the mechanism on your face and you're looking at respiratory rate and so forth.
Okay, so VO2. A very wide range of testing then throughout the course. That's pretty amazing. And what material is it made out of?
So this is a Vistamax material, which is really, really nice and different from anything I've done before. I've always done it custom. So I would have the person come in and take an impression. They'd come back and it would take 2 or 3 days to actually make a mouthpiece. Mm-hmm. This actually you put in the microwave and you can with wet paper towels and you can mold it yourself. And if you mess up, put it back in and try again. That's what I love about this. And it took a long time to get this finalized because for me, it had to be exactly the way my custom product was. And for me, this is a great option for people who don't want to go to the dentist to get custom mouthpieces.
Mm. No, definitely.
That's like the good old school ones at school when you used to play rugby and you had to go home and put them in the microwave to heat up.
Yeah.
And they taste like crap, but this one probably doesn't. just a quick question. You mentioned swimming. So I come from a water polo background. Now, I know it wouldn't do from the protection point of view, but could you physically swim in it?
I do. So, I mean, you'll find when you get it, again, maybe because I've used it so long, it's not very obtrusive. It does maybe, again, I haven't asked anybody who started using it, how long does it take for you to get used to having it in your mouth and putting your tongue down and forward? But you know, the feedback I've gotten, at least from a few people, is that it fits well right away and they don't have any issues with it. So I never have had an issue with swimming with it.
Does it actually hold your tongue down or do you have to physically hook your tongue under it?
You put your tongue under and you think of you're basically exercising another muscle, which is your tongue, and you're just putting it down and forward. It kind of pushes up against that little bar and strong enough to hold it. And you can track that tongue muscle.
I'm kind of think that's going to be good for me because I've got a very short, small tongue. And the problem is it just sits up in my mouth all the time. Really random. I've got a really small tongue. Like, it doesn't even come out of my mouth.
Well, you got a big mouth.
cheers, mate. Thanks for that. So it's this real small tongue. So I'm kind of thinking if I can get it down, that might help. That might help. I don't snore.
And that's what sleep apnea research is. You think about when you're lying down, that tongue occludes your airspace. And so a lot of the research focuses on these oral appliances that are up and lower that kind of keep that tongue down and forward to open up the airspace. So this is just for a healthy population. Yeah. It can for individuals to help with the tongue.
So actually, this is what I like about certain products. You actually designed a product that, yes, okay, it's aimed at the sport market. It's aimed at endurance athletes and athletes. But actually, if you were just walking your dog, surely getting more oxygen into your system from a scientific point of view is better for you anyway. You know, just literally just like being alive and being well and healthy. Is that not a better thing anyway?
It could be, you know, to be honest, I've not done scientific studies with just everyday living, but that's maybe add that to my docket and see if it has an effect.
I wonder if you could do like 24 hours with a mouthpiece in and see what difference that would make.
That's right. Jack, you and I, we go pair up and do it. Let's
just from a point of view of actually running with it, you said, you know, is it a night and day difference? So I know I've read on the website, they say 20% better. What are the, I'm going to put you on the spot now, Dina. What are the metrics? Like, what are we talking here?
So, you know, to be honest, I think, I don't know if I would say that I felt it immediately. What I can say is that I can tell when I'm not wearing it, right? Okay. I feel there is an impact on who I am. And so if you say 20%, it's measurable in the lab, but that ends in line with what people are saying, like the fatigue they feel not wearing it versus wearing it. I mean, people say, man, I feel better. I can run longer. So I've measured that now with these metrics. But for me during a run, maybe you won't see a measurable, like noticeable. But people say, I've just done it so long now, I can't not wear it. And I can tell the difference without wearing it.
Crikey. And what is the actual metric, effectively, what they suggest it can improve by?
So it depends on the metric, like respiratory rate and lactate are around that 20%, 18 to 20%. We did see with cortisol, was like 2 or 3 studies, actually, 2 published studies and another just side study, that it improved cortisol levels. And so what you see with cortisol, we do need cortisol, right, to burn the sugars and work with glucose. But what happens after resistance training, and this is well documented, like a heavy resistance training protocol time, is that your cortisol continues to spike up. Well, we know that cortisol is needed, but if it continues to spike up, then it's going to impair your muscle synthesis, so your ability of muscle to repair itself. And also it affects immunity and so forth. What we see with the mouthpiece use, that is cut in half, and that is huge. So there's a 51% difference in cortisol levels post-exercise when you wear it during the workout versus when you did not. And so, and theoretically then, that ability to muscle repair itself and also recovery for the next, I found that honestly to be the most impactful for me, recovery. Mm. So being able to get back in the game the next day. And so I used to dread running, right? I'm a runner, but I used to say, oh my gosh, I got to run today, especially when it's cold. Now I'm like, I have that motivation. And part of that probably just I've done it so long, I don't know. But the reality is I feel like a part of it is attributed to my recovery and being able to get back in the game the next day.
And that is a game changer, because let's be fair, that's what we want as endurance athletes. Like you say, we have to train a lot. So being able to go out, especially like CrossFitters, if they've done a hard WOD in the morning, you know, they have a hard or an easy WOD in the lunchtime and then a harder WOD at night, they need that recovery time. So if that reduces by 50%, that's phenomenal. Mm-hmm. That is great. And it does make you wonder, like, why did it take you so long to get it to market? Is it because you weren't quite ready with your prototypes, or...
Yeah, I mean, it's just, funding and time, and I have a day job and doing all of that together. It's just hard to pull it off, and you have to have people buy into your vision, right? Mm-hmm. And so I had to just put all this effort and time into the research, which, again, was a lot of my time and money to do all these preliminary works. Because like you said, my biggest fear is I don't want to be seen as some, snake oil, right? It cures everything, or you put this on and you'll be 100% better. I want to have the science to prove what we're doing. And I'm going to, because my name is behind it. So I want to back everything that we do with measurable outcomes. And so that was my goal. I just want to be sure. And I'm, 100% sure, 110% sure. And now we want to get the word out to others to be in a positive way, have an effect in a positive way.
No, I can see that for sure.
It's very interesting to have a product like this come to market with so much research done behind it, and have a lot of Journal of Strength and Conditioning research. There's been other stuff put on your website. You've got a large research area which puts out all of the studies.
It's always good to see.
Yeah, which is actually very interesting. For people can actually see specifically what kind of studies you did and what the results were, because there's a lot of studies out there and there's a lot of results that are kind of geared towards saying the right things to say their product is what it is. So it's nice that yours is very clear. You can be easily found on the website and people can kind of have a little look for themselves and then take to account what you've said is actually what is come out of these results. So very interesting. A lot of work and time put into those studies, I'm guessing.
Oh yeah, but to me, Luke, like I said, it's something that I when I'm focused on something, I've got to figure it out. And so we're being able to figure a lot of this out and start to give some results and have other people look into it is exciting to me. Mm-hmm. We want to be able to add to the body of knowledge, right?
For sure. And
Luke, I was going to say, where do you see the product going?
That's a great question. I mean, I have list, right, Jack? I have to be focused on what I want to do. The next thing I really want to look at is what the Japanese have done, and that is looking at cerebral blood flow changes with it. Another area of my research is concussion. And so we know that post-concussion time frame is critical to an athlete's recovery. And we know that cerebral blood flow is an issue with concussion. So if there's a way that we could integrate the use of this product with concussion recovery protocols and thereby affect cerebral blood flow, to me, that's a game changer because, I obviously work at a military institution, a college, and a lot of military active duty. To help that population in a positive way is meaningful for me. So that's where I would love for this to go next.
Wow. So do you think people that would probably have more a case of concussion, do you think if they were wearing the mouthpiece, this particular mouthpiece, that could help?
Well, that's my theory is we know with active, there's a, you with post-concussion, we're seeing now that some of the research suggests you know, there's a active recovery period where they can do some exercise training to help facilitate recovery. So it's, for me, it's within that intensity that it could potentially facilitate recovery. Again, that's just a theory based on what I've read and have done so far.
I mean, if your numbers stack up and you're actually proving that your mouthpiece can help in that period, surely it's a no-brainer. I mean, surely that's like big football teams, big rugby teams, surely they're all going twang, 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 twang. You know, like a massive part of, at the minute, actually currently in the UK, they're talking a lot about concussion, especially in football, of players heading the ball. I mean, it's a big thing now. They're saying it's causing a lot of older footballers to suffer with dementia now and have issues now later on in life. So they're now stating that they want junior football to stop heading the ball and things like that. Sorry, I know I digress away from sport performance, but it's a very interesting subject at the minute. It's only going to get bigger and there's more. So for you to be a part of that, hopefully, I know you're only small at the minute, but for your product to be a part of that and hopefully pave a way for an improvement in that particular area is huge. And that's just in a small sport like football. You know, there's obviously in America, you've got much bigger sports where head collisions is a much bigger issue, I would say. So that's massive. I mean, it only takes you to get into one particular club and one sport, I suppose, and then that would grow. So, yeah, that's promising. 100%.
And even if it's not the post-concussion, really it will help those soccer, football players with just training, right? If we can get them – part of the problem with the CIS sport in general is recovery is impaired over time, over a season. Mm-hmm. And if you're able to facilitate recovery between sessions, that in turn does help the health of the athlete. So even if we're seeing just a small improvement in that in the season for use during and not, let's say, applied to a concussive setting, I think it's important, right? It's a small device. It doesn't cost a lot, but it can affect the health of the athlete over time. And that's what I've seen in my own self, you know, right? When I was running marathons, there was a time I actually stopped wearing it right when I, you know, was beginning to do the research. I'm like, oh, this is just all kind of hooey kind of stuff. I'm not sure I believe it still. And so I just stopped wearing it. And I know it was probably just a coincidence, but I got tinnitus. It took 2 years to get through it. And I have not stopped wearing it since. And so grateful I haven't had tinnitus since then. But I don't think that may have been part of it. But to me, part of it may be the inflammatory improvements that could occur with these increases and changes in hormones that we are noting in our studies.
And is that purely from the biting down on the guard? Is it? That's impressive. How does that work? Explain to me, get science, get geeky on me. How does that work?
Yeah. So like I said, the Japanese have done a lot of this research and that's where we're headed next to do it with this product. But when you bite down and clench or you chew, they do these called fMRI studies where they can see the cerebral blood flow and they can see those changes occurring with the biting down. Because you think about mastication and chewing, I mean, those are working, those muscles, blood flow is increasing and that affects areas in your brain. And so they're documenting that with exercise. And I would like to now include the mouthpiece as part of that to show how it can potentially improve. Because you think about when you clench down just with your teeth, you can only clench down at such a strength, right? You can't bite down too hard. But when you have something in your mouth to basically cushion between the two teeth, you can bite down a lot harder. So it's basically your ability to bite down and is improved, right, with a mouthpiece versus without one.
My mind's blown. Sorry, I'm gone. I'm done.
it's definitely a lot of science behind it. And when you've been developing the product and doing this research, what was the most surprising thing that you found during the research? Which was the bit that most surprised you?
I think the whole, you know, figuring out, you know, we were seeing these changes with lactate and cortisol when people would use a mouthpiece. And so my job was like, why is that? And so I started to read the sleep apnea research and I figured out it was that tongue muscle. It was the tongue. And so I designed, this mouthpiece was designed based on, okay, if we can contract that muscle, in essence, we can create a more optimal performance environment. And that to me was just, like you said, Jack, the light bulb went off. Okay, that's what's happening. And when I started showing, I created those mouthpieces that were very crude in the beginning. I would create these little bars in the front and I would tell people, just keep your tongue under that and contract it. It was like, oh my goodness, that's exactly what's happening. And so to that was the light bulb moment for me, is to say the tongue is a muscle. We're just not training it right.
Yeah. Dina, you need to write yourself a book and call it Born to Breathe. You might do all right then.
Jack. Okay, Jack, Luke, let's do it. I'm with you. You can help me with that. That
helped Chris McDougall. It might help you.
No, it's super interesting. Oh. There's so many different facets to that one mouthpiece. It has multiple different effects on your whole body, not just the mouth. So very interesting to hear about the tongue, something that I'd only previously thought about using for eating a lot.
What are we going to say then?
Super training with food. But that's definitely very interesting to hear all of the research and time you've put in to develop this product. So it's like Jack said when he spoke to me about it, it's like something brand new, but really there's years and years of research behind these new products that are like you've created. Very interesting.
I do think I'm just trying to think off the top of my head now, another product that we use every day, other than possibly a watch, an activity watch like a Garmin or something. I'm trying to think of another product that actually has got so many benefits, like compression. But here's the thing with compression. We all know there is science behind compression, but for every good scientific paper you can see, there's 20 crap ones, you know. And there's a whole thing with this mouth guard, you know, how much of it is placebo? How much of it because you right. think you've got it and it's doing you right? But if that's working for you, surely, you know, that doesn't matter if it's a placebo or not. You know, if it works, it works. And that's a massive thing in the brain, isn't it? And that's that connection between brain and body. Then you might have the blood going on as well. Then you've got the breath going on as well. So there's, and God knows how many more things we're probably doing, you know, like you might find in a few years, doctor, that just having something in your mouth makes a huge difference. You know, you just don't know, do you? Quick question I have though, how long do they last? So for instance, if my new one came through the door today, when would I be expecting to replace it?
You know, I've been using the one that they gave me since August, maybe. And I still, I don't have that one here, but it's still held well. You know, the ones that I used to make by hand, it might last a couple months. But this material, this Vistamax, is pretty phenomenal and very durable. And I can't see mine giving away anytime soon. So, I mean, a year maybe.
Okay,
so
cool.
Far, I would expect. I can't guarantee, so don't hold me to it. But so far, mine's holding up nicely.
Oh, that's good.
And the other thing I thought was as well, when I very first found this product, the first thing I do is look at the price. Because let's be fair, you could be amazed by a product and then you look at the cost and it's like, that's going to cost me a mortgage, you know. Whereas actually, I was quite impressed of how, for such a product that we've explained today on the podcast that helps in such many different ways and possibly more, how actually the price product was quite cheap. You know, it's so $40. Yes, okay, at the minute there's taxes to pay on that. But $40 for you guys in America, that's not a bad price for a product that could potentially improve you by, well, 20% in the endurance side of things and 50% in the recovery side of things. I'd imagine that's not a bad deal.
That's right.
That's good. How many athletes are you working with right now? So I know we've got, obviously, from the OCR world, we have Atkins. And then, obviously, I think you noticed you've taken on Rich Froning as well for the OCR, for CrossFit.
That's my understanding, yeah.
Do you know if you're within any clubs or any sport within America? Are you in baseball teams or anything like that? Do you know yet? Or
no, but we did. We've had baseball players, and I did fit the Yankees maybe two Februarys ago before COVID, the February before COVID.
Yeah.
With my prototype, right? This one wasn't out there yet. You know, athletes who use it, but I'm not personally working with many of them. I'm just out there doing the research, but I'm sure we could, you know, other people could tell you a little bit more about that.
Yeah, no, for sure. So as Luke alluded to earlier, the website is www.air-wave, am I correct?
Correct.
Yep. .com. I'm not sure where that name comes from. Where does that name come from? I should ask you, Doctor. Do you know?
Yeah. Well, the marketing people came up with that. It was good to me. And so I like that it seems to identify with what the mouthpiece is. So that's
modern. So airwave.com. If you jump on that website, everything we've discussed today on this podcast, all the scientific, I think there's videos, there's fitting things on there. It's a really nice website as well. Really easy guide to watch. On there, you'll find the product. I think, Dr. Darna, haven't you got a code for our listeners from America to use to get themselves a percentage off the product today?
Yes, yes. DGMSM. DGMSM. You get 15% off.
15% off. So that, I'm not even going to do maths. That would be awful for me if I tried to do maths on live podcasts. So let's just say 15% off. There will be obviously shipping costs to the UK. However, I have been in talk with Airwave, and we're hoping, I'm not sure what time frame, but we're kind of hoping to hook up with them in Europe. So the product will be available to buy in the UK. And when it is, don't worry, me and Luke will definitely do our best to get a decent code and hopefully get the product out to you guys.
We'll let you know.
But that's obviously in conversation at the minute. But so yeah, if you can't wait, obviously you can use that code and you can buy from America, but you will have to pay shipping costs, obviously, and delivery. But in my case, it was well worth it. Even at $40, I still paid. It was still worth it. So
I wish you'd told me. I would have put mine in the mail to you today. I was going to ask you, so it would have been on me. So if it breaks, or not, it won't break, but if you don't get it in time, let me know and I'll send you one in the mail.
Thank you very much. No. Cheers.
Well, thank you very much for your time today, Dr. Garner. It was great to speak to you and hear all the science behind this. Congratulations on all the work you did to get it going, and the product looks great, and hopefully me and Jack are going to have a go at it and let you know our results.
Please do. I look forward to that.
For sure.
And hopefully we'll be having a conversation in a couple of years with a few more of your products that have changed the world of sport. And yeah, it is amazing. Thank you very much for your time today, Dr. Garner.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
No worries.